welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenke. My next guest is currently seen on the new season of Celebrity Apprentice, which airs Monday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern and Pacific on NBC. He also has a brand new men and women's clothing line titled Chainsaw Brands. You know him from 90210. You know him from Sharknado. It is a pleasure to say hello to Ian Ziering. Ian, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks so much. What a lovely introduction. Very nice of you.
I appreciate that. I appreciate the time today. Well, let's touch on Sharknado to start. Now, we had one, then we had two. They both...
Wait.
Yeah.
You got to back up.
Okay.
You got to say it like this. Sharknado. Come on.
Wow. All right. Ready? Let's do it. All right. Here we go. Sharknado. How's that? Better?
I like it.
All right.
Okay,
it's good.
Yeah,
all right.
Yeah.
So, Sharknado. We had one. Then we had two. They both overtook social media by storm, and now there's word that contracts have been signed with the Shark Union, and number three is on its way. Why is Sharknado such a phenomenon, and how has it become this generation's Citizen Kane?
You know, if I had the answer to that, then I would be the one producing these movies. Hollywood spends billions of dollars on movies, on thousands of movies that never garner the kind of attention or love that Sharknado did on a fraction of those budgets. You know, for me, I've always known that the science fiction fans are the most supportive fans in all of entertainment. And because we now live in a global environment where people are connected on social media platforms, when one sci-fi fan gets excited and starts talking about it, because they're all like-minded, they all get behind it. What was nice is that the buzz for Sharknado started to be generated even before we aired. And thank God we delivered. Sharknado 1 was so well-received, so widely publicized from social media outlets that the clamor for Sharknado 2 was ravenous.
Look at you. Look at you working in the shark words. Very good. Ravenous. I like that.
So, you know, this is the kind of fun genre. This is its own real genre. It's a fun movie where everyone's in on the joke except the actors. And when you pair science fiction with action adventure, you know, if you look back historically at the top 20 grossing movies of all times, most of them are sci-fi movies.
That's right. Yeah. I've heard you say that they can shoot a Sharknado in 15 to 18 days. That's got to create some crazy and hectic days on the set.
It's nonstop.
Yeah.
It's nonstop. It's right. It's about, you know, an 18-day shoot, and we work typically 6-day work weeks if we can. And, you know, we arrive on set, and Anthony Cifarelli, our director, he's prepared with his shot list for the day, and we start rolling. We don't stop.
As soon as those sharks roll up, it's ready to go, and you go there for 18 hours. Now, when you first saw the script, and you see you're playing a guy named Finn in a movie about sharks, you got to be thinking, this is just film kismet. It's meant to be.
I thought it was not kismet when I first read Sharknado. You know what? They can't all be winners. I was thinking I needed to do this to make my insurance. I make my health care insurance through my unions, and I need to earn so much every year to get that top tier of coverage. And with a baby on the way and one in mama's arms, you know, I'm not just a husband, but I'm a provider.
That's right. Yeah.
You know, I didn't think that this would ever really make it to the light of day. No one was surprised more than me when it blew up on a global stage, and no one was happier than me that it garnered a sequel. And I tell you, I feel so lucky to be a part of this franchise because I think it's got legs for years.
At least fins. You got fins for years to go. Let's switch over to Celebrity Apprentice. Celebrity Apprentice, tell me how that's been for you to be part of an ensemble cast, but in a much different way. I mean, you're working with people like Johnny Damon, Terrell Owens, people that aren't used to that type of environment. How has that been for you?
You know, the show is packed with interesting personalities, interesting characters, but I don't view it as a game show.
Mm-hmm.
I viewed the opportunity to be on Celebrity Apprentice as an opportunity to raise money and awareness for a disease that's pretty much overlooked and underfunded. Epidermolysis bullosa is literally a monster on Earth. It's a skin disease that kids are born with, and in severe cases, a little trauma can cause a burn-like sore that never heals. So quite often these little babies have to be wrapped from head to toe in bandages daily and put on morphine drips just to, you know, distance themselves from the unrelenting pain. And when I get irritated from my daughter kicking the back of my car seat or when she won't brush her teeth, I can't imagine, you know, what it would be like for the families who have to deal with EB. It's almost unthinkable what it would be like if I had to deal with that with my daughter. So, you know what? I wanted to do something. I wanted to do something where I could create the greatest amount of change. And, you know, money buys science, and science buys life.
And for the folks out there that want to learn more about this, the Epidermolysis Bullosa Medical Research Foundation, they have a website, www.ebkids.org, if you want to check that out. As Ian said, it's a very worthwhile cause and something that really doesn't get the attention that it needs. Now, as you're on the show, and you're working with the folks that you're doing the tasks with and everything, at one point, you must have just looked at Gilbert Gottfried and thought, him. He's the guy to run Chainsaw Brands. Tell us about your new clothing line, Chainsaw Brands.
Well, from my endeavors on Celebrity Apprentice, I found that I'm incredibly capable when it comes to helping raise awareness or helping others. You know, I have trouble asking for myself, but when I'm asking for help to help others, you know, no holds are barred. Mm-hmm. And Chainsaw Brands came about to further my philanthropic efforts. I mean, when the show's over, the show's over, but my celebrity capital can still be spent on doing good things for other people. So Chainsaw Brands is a life and lifestyle brand of clothing for now. We started out putting our cross chainsaw logo on everything to see what worked. And initially, it was sportswear, athletic wear. You know, I'm in the gym 5-6 days a week sometimes, and I go through athletic wear a lot.
Right.
So finding a good quality brand of clothing at a reasonable price point is challenging. I mean, the Nikes, the Under Armour, that stuff's really expensive.
It's ridiculous how expensive it is, yeah.
I found a way to bring product to market that is great fitting, great materials, and you know what? I'm pairing that with my ability to help better the lives of other people. A portion of proceeds are going to go to various charities.
Very cool. Folks can check that out at chainsawbrands.com. I see you can also get Chainsaw League wear for team uniforms. So if you want to outfit your team, I mean, for leagues and everything else, you guys can set people up with that as well.
We've got different verticals that we're building. Working with, we're in talks now with a NASCAR Sprint Cup team. Mm-hmm. We're looking for, you know, opportunities in other areas to co-brand with other sports athletes, with other rock stars. Again, all in the name of charity, you know, they can use this as a financial vehicle to make that happen. Then I hope to make it a global brand.
Before we let you go, I almost feel as if we're going to be having a mini 90210 reunion on the show since Shannon Doherty will be joining us next week. Everybody remembers you with Steve Sanders on that show. That had to be a great time in your life to be a part of that show.
Playing Steve Sanders was so fun. I mean, the guy went through such an unbelievable story arc from the beginning when he was a jerk, spoiled rich kid to, you know, ultimately being a father and a successful, you know, business owner. Who saw that coming? You know, I had so many different levels to play on. And for me, I got to experience all the trouble, you know, troublemaking that Steve got up to, but it never had to pay the price for any of it. Because at the end of the day, I got to go home. it was just great. Got to drive around in a Corvette and, you know, had beautiful co-stars to work with and built relationships with these people that will last me a lifetime. Shannon is really unbelievable. We may have butt heads a little bit as we were coming up in 90210, but she always delivered. She is such a strong, fantastic actress, and she's responsible for some of the most poignant storylines that we had. And as I got to know her more and more, I realized she's just a woman who doesn't take any gruff from anybody. She marches to the beat of her own drum, and she's unapologetic for it. And you know what? I've come to admire that in people now.
Yeah. Yeah, that really is something to admire, and we're really looking forward to having her on the show next week. The worst part about 90210, you didn't have any sharks on the show to be with. That's the worst part.
You know what? I think there was some shark repellent episode.
Oh, really?
Somewhere, memory serves me. Yeah, I think there was some shark shark repellent storyline.
It was meant to be.
Please help me also with evkids.org. Money buys science. Science buys life.
Well, check out chainsawbrands.com to see Ian's great new line of men's and women's clothing. Don't forget to check out Ian on Celebrity Apprentice Monday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern and Pacific on NBC. Ian Ziering, continued good luck, and thanks so much for joining us on America Weekend.
Appreciate it. You too, guys.
Stay with us. Coming up next, questions to ask your prospective maid service. They had them in Beverly Hills. I'm Ed Kalenge, and this is America Weekend from the Envision Radio Network.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Politicians use four cheap tricks to get your vote. And to be a wise voter, you need to know what they are. Here's the easy science of it. It was Cicero in 100 BCE who first identified these tricks. He said, to win an election, always take followers with you wherever you go. Next, know as many people by name as possible. Thirdly, he said, answer every question, no matter what, with a yes. And finally, make promises. What's the cheap psychological trick? People vote for politicians who make them feel good. Everything Cicero said was designed to create the illusion that the politician is just like you. Anytime anyone or anything grabs your brain and makes you feel good, hey, you'll do as they ask. Have a question? Contact me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
Beth emailed us to say she wants to start a business, but a little voice keeps telling her she's not ready.
We shared four things with her that will also help boost your confidence. First, don't expect perfection. There will be things you aren't good at. Do what you do well and let others help.
Second, rebut the cruel inner critic. When that little voice tells you what you don't know, remind yourself of what you do know.
Third, be your best friend. You tell your friends what they need to hear in a caring way. Offer yourself suggestions in the same manner.
Fourth, meditate. When you go to bed, focus on three things you did well that day. Not only is it a great way to end the day, it leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.